Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Famous for insisting that 20 minutes in the kitchen can save you 3 hours on the treadmill, professionally trained chef Devin Alexander contends that preparing your own home-cooked meals actually saves you a lot of time and struggle in other areas of your life. And she's here to prove just how in her new cookbook, I Can't Believe It's Not Fattening. Offering simple, easy-to-follow recipes, Devin shows us how to whip up healthy, delicious home-cooked meals in the time it would take to go through the drive-through. For Devin, taking America's favorite fattening foods and making them healthy and low-calorie, yet unbelievably delicious, has been her mission from the start. Having been an overweight child and teenager, she has successfully maintained her 55-pound weight loss for over 15 years by devising her own version of her favorite recipes by tweaking the ingredients and techniques. Now, and I Can't Believe It's Not Fattening, Devin demonstrates just how to make these mouthwatering, absolute guilty favorites in mere minutes. I Can't Believe It's Not Fattening is packed with over 150 step-by-step, ridiculously quick, easy, and non-fattening recipes and over 50 color photographs. Organized by meal and category, I Can't Believe It's Not Fattening opens with a variety of breakfast dishes and migrates into lunch with a selection of burgers, sandwiches, and wraps to ease that in-between hunger that looms before dinner. Devin includes a list of amazing appetizers and savory snacks. For dinner, she offers up a lengthy assortment of midsection melting main courses with slimming sides and salad ideas to complement your main dish. And to close, she leaves you with decadent desserts and sweet snacks that are sure to satisfy any sweet tooth. Devin Alexander is a professionally trained chef and caterer and former chef of the hit reality TV show The Biggest Loser, is a host of the show Healthy Decadence with Devin Alexander on Fit TV. She's the author of The Most Decadent Diet Ever, Fast Food Fix, and the New York Times bestsellers The Biggest Loser Cookbook and The Biggest Loser Family Cookbook. Devin, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Wow.
You're wonderful. And Devin, I just want to say you have done it again. You have created a wonderful, beautiful book with delicious food, and it's perfect for people who want to enjoy what they're eating and have less calories and still have a great time.
Well, you know, and this book I am so excited about because unlike all of the other ones, everybody knows my food is easy, but it hasn't been quick in the past.
Okay.
You know, you get a couple quick dishes here and there, but this one, the subtitle is Over 150 Ridiculously Easy Recipes for the Super Busy. So this one was the answer for all those people who for years have been saying at all the conferences and everywhere I speak coming up to me and saying, but I don't have time to cook. Now you do.
Yes, you do. I actually have a list of things that I made. Well, my daughter loves the peanut butter and jelly oatmeal. I love the fully loaded burrito pocket. I am all about the Mexican food. I love it. And I love the thin and crispy margarita pizza because I'm not a big bread person. I know it's kind of funny, but I'm not big on bread. I like thin. The thinner pizza, the better. So the fact that you use a whole wheat tortilla for that is great.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, especially for other pizzas as well. Like, I love pepperoni and onion pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put the turkey pepperoni on there and, you know, caramelized onions, and it doesn't matter because, you know, and I sometimes throw chicken on, too, for extra protein, but with so little carb in
yes.
the tortilla, you can eat pizza on a regular basis. Yum!
Yay! That's always fun, and I love beans, so I love your cumin and lime beans, and, of course, for dessert, the chocolate chip banana boat, that was a big hit. We're all about chocolate here, dark chocolate. So anything with that. Loved your introduction, and you talk about that, you know, you haven't had to struggle in a long time, but you write, quote, when I was on my book tour for The Most Decadent Diet Ever, I had my first and only very real reminder over the past 10 years of what it was like to struggle and why cooking has truly transformed my life and even my happiness. Can you tell us about what happened?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I have had the opportunity to cook, and I know that, I mean, a lot of people who are familiar with me know that the turning point for me after dieting, was that if you cut just 100 calories from your diet per day, on average, you can lose 10 pounds in a year. So I have lived that for over 15 years now, away from the ability to cook for 37 days straight.
Oh, wow.
And I found myself, you know, eating all these things that are like sacrifice. And, I mean, sure, the nutritionists tell us, like, eat this, you know, don't get the cheese, don't get the this, don't get the
that. Yeah, get the plain chicken and the broccoli and you'll be fine.
Right. And so after, you know, a few days go by and I start getting my cravings and I didn't have a way to satisfy them.
Oh.
And I found myself in my hotel room, like, oh my God, I want chocolate. Like, totally obsessing like I did when I was young.
Oh.
And I was just so glad that I brought my tight jeans on the road, knowing that this could happen because I had no choice. I had to stay in the jeans through the whole tour. So,
that's great.
So it was one of those things like, you know, I'm not going to buy another size. I'm not going to. And, you know, every once in a while, like, I'd stop somewhere where I knew someone in the town, and I'd go, hey, can I come over and we'll make brownies, or can I make something? And then I'd, you know, be packing the stuff on the plane anytime I could, but it was hard. Like, I don't know how people do it if they don't cook. I really don't.
No, and it's so funny, too, because you also write, quote, you know, that there's a high likelihood even if I do order the bland omelet, it's going to be prepared in way too much butter. So it ends up you're still going to get something bland that has a ton of calories because they're not using the tricks they need to use that you do so well. You know?
It's true. Yeah, it's so frustrating when you're like as light oil as possible and then it comes to the table and, you know, you're like, okay, thank you for that pool of butter. That's going to be the pool that I can no longer be in this summer.
Exactly. So basically you got home and you were able to go back to cooking. Now, you were still able to fit into your jeans, so you did find a way, like you were saying.
Yeah, I don't gain weight. I mean, that's the thing. Like, okay. You know, even trainers will say, and I know Helen Phillips is one of your favorite people, and,
yeah.
You know, I was talking to her at the Biggest Loser finale, and she said the same thing. She's like, it's about the food so much. Like, you couldn't possibly work out enough. At least I couldn't. I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
To, you know, compensate for all the cravings I have. So, it really is about the food. And, you know, I just made much wiser, much more deprivational choices. And as I said, I was in my head a lot more.
Yeah.
And it was a bummer, but, you know, I did what I had to do because I refused to, you know, get fat again. But
yeah. Well, I think that's so important. You just said about being in your head. I think that's a problem for a lot of people. And so if they have your book and they can make things that are delicious and satisfy their cravings, they don't have to be obsessing so much, because that's where the danger comes in.
I mean, I know you said it, but there's everything, you know, in this book, from raviolzania to, which is this really cool ravioli casserole that's great for potlucks, that you literally take the frozen raviolis, like still frozen, and of course you want to get a brand that's light, and we give you instructions and all that. And then, you know, you layer them in a casserole dish with some low-fat marinara sauce, some light cheese, a little bit of fresh basil, and then you just layer the whole thing. And then when you get to the potluck, you pop it in the oven, or you can do it at home and take it. But it's such a great thing because, you know, people like that kind of food. Like, you're expected to bring the lasagna. You're expected to bring those things. And here, this is something that you can literally throw together in 10 minutes of hands-on time.
So. Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. You know, another thing I love about the book is your honesty. You know, I call myself a whole foodtarian. I don't even think it's a word. One of these days I want to coin it. But I'm pretty much like, if it's whole and unprocessed, then I eat it. But not everybody eats that way. And it's not, you know, it's not ideal for everyone. And you talk about that it's not being ideal. And you also tell this great story about, you know, you say, well, people say, no, you can't call fat-free ice cream healthy no matter what. And you ask us to consider something. And can you tell us that example that you use? Because it's so fabulous.
Sure, yeah. You know, I know, and I'll use myself as an example.
Sure.
When I was like 500 pounds, well, I wasn't 500
pounds. Excuse me?
When I felt like I was 500 pounds, I was perhaps confusing with the example. Like, if you have someone who's 500 pounds, or even me, like, I was, you know, 190 by the time I was 15. And I really was so stuck. Like, I didn't know how to begin. So I started by substituting some of these more processed foods. Now, I never just went cold turkey and, or like, you know, haywire and just started eating all processed foods.
Yeah.
But, you know, that step to the lower fat ice cream, and even low fat at that time, not even fat free, was enough to give me a little bit of inspiration to help me to work out more, believe it or not.
Oh, I do.
Because I think with every 5 pounds, even at my size, like, it's easier to run when you're 5 pounds less. And
yes.
So to get someone started. And the other thing is, when I'm making, you know, say I'm making pumpkin pie bars or something like that, or, you know, some of the desserts.
I love pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm. Look, you, mm-hmm. you know, you put a tablespoon of fat-free whipped topping on it. I mean, I consider this a convenience cookbook. Like, that's what it was written for.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a guide in the front that over 70% of the recipes can be made with all natural or organic ingredients.
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
And so, yeah, I mean, the idea, like, I try. try to derive at least 70% of my diet at all times from whole foods, no matter what. Even when I'm on the road, even, you know, you want your fruits and vegetables. There's no question about it. But again, like a tablespoon of fat-free whipped topping here or there, or like a quarter or a half cup of fat-free ice cream or low-fat ice cream is really, I mean, if you look at health overall, I personally don't have a problem with it.
No, I agree. You know, when I was getting my master's in public health, we studied something called harm reduction, and I loved it, and it's exactly what you're talking about. You know, it's like you want to do less harm, but people might still engage in unhealthy eating or unhealthy behaviors, but you want to at least make them a little bit healthier step by step by step, and not suddenly being like, okay, like I mentioned earlier, all you can eat is chicken and broccoli. Like, that's not going to work.
Right.
People are going to rebel. So I love that idea.
They're not going to stick to it. And as I said, for me, I mean, eating like that, eating some of those processed foods, and again, you know, you don't want to eat all of them. And I've moved more and more, you know, I'm going more and more natural all the time and trying to bring people with me, because I know there was a time where people just weren't ready for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it allows me to work out the way I do. It allows me to, like, really, truly have a fuller, more healthy life. And now I'm sure there's some people out there that are like, that's ridiculous. But they haven't had the cravings like
oh, yeah.
have.
Yeah. Well, you know, people can be very, you know, well, I'm very honest on the show. So I'll say, well, I eat all whole foods, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, you know what? Not everybody does. And get over yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's really important to remember. And that's what's so great about your book, again, is there's so many delicious recipes, and they're quick and they're easy. And what are some of your favorites? I mean, it's probably difficult because they're all so good.
Yeah, you know, this is always my least favorite question. I mean, you know, I love, there's a chicken dish. I believe it's called chicken with roasted tomato or fried roasted tomatoes
mm-hmm.
and roast beef. And it's literally, you sear chicken breast, you know, a little bit of salt and pepper, sear it in a pan, and then you literally take that pan, you don't even take it out of the pan, you just add some fire-roasted tomatoes in a can and the goat cheese, and you pop it in your oven until it's finished cooking. And it is so fast.
Nice.
It's elegant enough for a dinner party, and it's amazing. And so, you know, some of those recipes I really like. I mentioned the ravioli lasagna already. I have what I call a Mexican caprese salad. It's very much like your traditional caprese, sliced tomatoes,
okay.
But then we put queso fresco on it instead and some cilantro.
Mm.
So it's kind of a Mexican twist on an Italian favorite.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
But really good. And then there's a ravioli soup in here, which is really
fun. Oh, it's so funny. I was just looking at that. That looks really good.
Yeah, lots of pizzas. I'm trying to think. A buffalo shrimp dish. You know, a lot of times when you're craving wings, it's really the buffalo sauce that you're craving. So why not, you know, take that drippy sauce and put it on wings? I mean, put it on shrimp. And then we even found, believe it or not, an all-natural sauce.
Oh.
And that's the other good thing. For people who, you know, want the all-natural, we tell you what brand we use. We tell you, unlike a lot of cookbooks, we have, you know, and if an ingredient, because I was really striving for convenience, if an ingredient is something that I think people might not know where it is in the grocery store, I'll say, look, right in the recipe list, look for it next to the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes it so easy.
Before.
Yeah, you have an example of substitutes, and you actually give the brand of the center cut, you know, bacon from Applegate Farms. And it's nice to be able to go to the store with the list and go, oh, okay, this is what I'm listed. If you get there, there's all these different brands. You make it simple for people, and that's really important.
Right. And then it also makes people, you know, gives them the choice. You know, sometimes the more natural ingredients are more expensive. I didn't want to make the whole book too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, we suggest natural. Here's a natural brand. If you want to venture to Whole Foods, perfect. And if you can't afford that or you live in middle America, perfect. You know, go with what you can do. It's all about, you know, improvement. Never, I always say progress, not perfection.
That is the motto that everyone should live by. I love that. Progress, not perfection. You are so fabulous. I mean, you're just so helpful. I mean, these books are, all your books, I love them all. And how do you keep coming up with these amazing recipes. I mean, this is your fifth book, right?
No.
My goodness.
You know, it's because there are so many creative people in this world, and I can't pretend that every single one of these was me just, you know, coming up with something out of nowhere. Like, a lot of times I'll go to a restaurant and I'll have a really fatty dish. For instance, I was in Pittsburgh at a restaurant, and my poor test kitchen team, I'll be sitting there at a restaurant on a business trip, and they think they finally have some time alone. And I'll be reading a menu, and all of a sudden they'll go, "Oh my God, Old Bay steak fries. Like, what a good idea." You know, so I'll text them and say, "Hey, just saw Old Bay steak fries. We should take that recipe we did for blah, 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 and use da, 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 whatever." And by the time I'm home, they have it, you know, cooked and using, like, techniques that we all use here.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I know that you were working on some menus for some chain restaurants. Is that done? Is that still going on?
That is still going on. It's a chain restaurant called Kookaroo, which unfortunately is not in your...
Oh, darn it. We'll have to come out and see you then.
Everybody come to Los Angeles and go to Kookaroo.
Kookaroo, what a cute name.
Yeah, it's a, you know, upscale chicken bistro. It's sort of like, I should say, a chicken bistro. It's an upscale sort of fast foodie type, almost like think Boston Market, but more upscale.
Oh, okay.
And I this is exciting because hopefully it'll reach across the country, whether with them or someone else in the future, but made these giant salads. All of them have at least 4 ounces of chicken or salmon on them.
Mm.
And they're under 500 calories, including all of the dressing, crispy noodles, and cheese.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So it can be done.
Yeah, it sure can.
And so when I'm on the road, I have the same problem. I'm like, God, if I could only get a Kookaroo.
I was about to say, they need to go everywhere, right? Because they need to be all set. Well, hopefully that's a trend that's going to continue. I know that with a lot of restaurants now that, you know, they're having, like, gluten-free offerings, which is nice for people who have celiac or just, you know, don't want to eat gluten. So I think it's starting to spread, just obviously with healthier options as well.
Although you still, I always say to people, like, check, please, meaning check the label, because it's so funny. Like, there's a restaurant in L.A., and I won't use a name, but
they're
known to be really fattening. And one of my friends was like, "Oh, yeah," and this is a person who works in the food world, was like, "Oh, yeah, I just got a turkey burger from this place." And I was like, "You did? They have turkey burgers, and they're, like, low fat?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah." So I get the menu from there because I'm all excited because I'm thinking, "Oh, my God, there's another place I can eat." The turkey burger there has more fat and calories than a bacon.
Well, you are doing such great work, and I think your approach just makes sense. It's just what people want to do and what people need to do, again, is progress, not perfection. That's what you said, right? I love that.
As I said, the title of the book, I can't believe it's not fattening. It's like people, you know, that's what we want. We want to feel like we're eating something that is fattening that doesn't taste like it.
Yes. And I love the cover of the book. You are so beautiful, and I love the drawing, and you're so beautiful on the back. And now, Devin, I understand that your book comes out today. It's March 9th. That's so exciting.
Yes. Big launch day. Yay.
Now, where can people get the book? Is usual everywhere?
Yeah. You know, the books are hopefully everywhere books are sold. They should be in the major booksellers and then also, of course, online.
All right.
If people want more inspiration or, you know, more tips, go to my website, which is devinalexander.com, and Devin is spelled with an I. And I do a free monthly newsletter, and I'm on Twitter. Find me there, Chef Devin, and Facebook and all of that. So be my friend.
Yay. Well, you're wonderful, Devin. I want to thank you so much. And if people want to contact me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Everyone, keep being healthy. Get Devin's books. Eat her wonderful food, and have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.